Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Alexis Moreno from Wit and Reason. Alexis, it's all awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you.
No problem, no problem. And Dr. Alexis Moreno is a consulting psychologist and founder of Wit and Reason. She's passionate about the interplay between media, culture, and human behavior. And she has decided to dedicate her consulting services to enhance media corporations and the creative workforce. So, Alexis, are you ready to talk to the I Am CEO community?
Definitely.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, what I wanted to do was just ask you for the first question is just to kind of introduce yourself to us. Tell us your CEO story, your background, and what led you to kind of start your business.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned, I'm a psychologist. And as a psychologist, we see thoughts, emotions, cognitive functioning present in everyday life. To us, psychology is invaluable to functioning, working through life's challenges and celebrating life's successes. And it still surprises me how little attention psychology is given to every aspect of our daily life. So I started my business as a media consulting psychologist because our media continues to struggle. My ideas of media and media psychology goes back to me as a kid. Some of my earliest memories are watching cartoons with my little sister that were insanely violent. And I remember wondering, why in the hell are the adults letting her watch this stuff? And since then, I've been acutely aware of media messaging, how it impacts our individual perceptions of the world, and how it shapes our society. It distorts our perceptions sometimes and informs and enlightens us other times. And I just knew at a very young age that I wanted to help and contribute to the media in whatever way that I could. I'm a terrible actor. I am way too opinionated to be a journalist, but consulting and pushing an effective health and wellness agenda, both internally and through the media, is my niche. And a specialized media consulting psychology practice didn't exist, so I created it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, no, it's very perceptive of you to be able to see that, especially at a young age, and be able to not only see that, but understand that you wanted to do something to solve that. So definitely kudos to you for that. So could you tell us a little bit more about your services that you provide for Wit and Reason?
Definitely. I mean, all the details for our services are available online at www.witandreason.com. We offer training and seminars that are customized. We do workplace functional assessments to see how the workplace is functioning and how the dynamics within the workplace are doing. And those assessments inform what type of interventions we implement within the company. So if it is some kind of training or seminar, then it's customized specifically to the company's needs. We also do development and review of whatever kind of programs they have going on, or even like communication materials. And we offer subject matter experts on anything human related, because psychology isn't everything that we do. And as far as the media is concerned, we work with organizations to help them create and promote characters that model positive functioning and psychology. And if they're looking for a little bit more drama, then we could help them create storylines that promote what kind of everyday challenges that people experience that are relatable, and how a character can then build resiliency for something like that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I think we've learned definitely over the last couple of years just how important or how big the media plays in our lives and our everyday lives. Sometimes we don't even know how much they play. So again, you know, that's super awesome that you're able to kind of see that. But again, like any entrepreneur or any CEO does, create something to actually help out with that. So what I wanted to ask is, you know, what kind of do you feel are the things, or maybe one thing, that kind of makes your business and organization unique?
Well, we are experts in psychology of groups, leadership, cognitive functioning, emotions, and human behavior. And we're super humble about it. Our company culture is incredibly important to what makes our organization unique. We're both left and right brain, analytical and creative, which is an exceptionally rare blend of characteristics to find in a workforce, and Wit and Reason's got it. Our team were fun, quirky, brilliant, passionate, compassionate, and articulate. Not only do we have the knowledge and the insight into what will make other organizations holistically successful, we are each sincerely invested in our clients' success. Our philosophy at Wit and Reason is that each person in an organization is an expert in their own experience, and each person can provide useful information and critiques about how an organization is functioning. So the challenge is that people within the organization, however, may not be as forthcoming about their knowledge because they may fear repercussions, or it's just extra work upon what they already have going on in the company. So a benefit for us as an outside consulting company is that we get to come into an organization and just really actively listen to everyone involved in a company, learn from the individuals within the organization, and dissect what's going well, what needs work, how can things be resolved, and who's the best person to lead the change. We don't go into companies as some consultants do and just expect like we know everything, every little functioning detail about a company, and then implement all these changes without asking anybody. We definitely do assessments first and interview the people who that change would be affecting. Additionally, other consulting services are based on a limited scope of psychology. Our experiences are different than other consulting firms. We not only understand how a person is functioning in the work environment, but who each employee is as a person, what might be going on at home, in their community, or on the news that could very well be impacting how they're functioning at work. So we don't just implement like a standard package. We take extra evidence-based efforts to make our interventions sound and effective within an organization. We incorporate different levels of learning and engagement into everything we do, and we tailor our interventions specific to people involved in the company and for the company culture as a whole.
Awesome. 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 Yeah. You guys do obviously a huge amount of stuff to kind of help out people, but I love the fact that you mentioned on that you don't actually do something that is kind of like a paintbrush effect, so to speak. You actually have an individual where you look and see exactly like what the issue or how you can help solve the whatever might be a pain point for the organization, and you figure out how to do that. So it's not that you come there with a agenda already. Mm-hmm. So one of the big questions that we always try to ask here at on the I Am CEO podcast is just kind of like a CEO hack, which might be like a resource or a book or something, or it might be even an app that you feel helps you out as an entrepreneur or a business owner. Could you kind of pinpoint maybe one of those things that kind of help you out?
Just one, because I have a couple.
Let's do a few then.
Okay. So I'm frequently on Instagram. So while I'm on there, it's really nice to get like CEO motivation, or especially like entrepreneur motivation. And as a woman-owned company, a League of Extraordinary Women is really helpful. They have great branding, and they just send out a bunch of like positive messages about doing the job and staying committed and just realizing like it's not going to be smooth sailing all the way through. So it's a very realistic yet optimistic kind of Instagram feed. Another one on Instagram is Startup Creative. And their reminders are really cute. The latest one was Beyonce wasn't born in a day.
There you go.
Very helpful as well. And like stop saying yes to shit you hate. So also very helpful stuff. They also have a magazine, a mentoring program, and a podcast too. It's a company from Australia. Okay, and then the last one, which I highly recommend, is Freakonomics Radio. Have you heard it?
I've heard of the book. I have.
Okay, so they have a podcast, The Secret Life of CEOs.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
And so they interview a bunch of really famous CEOs, and they really get to talk about like their process and some of the challenges from a wide range of perspectives amongst a wide range of CEOs. So it's also helpful to kind of learn from other people.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And that's going to segue to my next question, which I love the fact that you're able to kind of take, whether it be motivation or insight from very successful entrepreneurs and business owners. So what would you give us as a CEO nugget, I call it, which is maybe a word of wisdom that you would give to any entrepreneur or business owner?
As a psychologist, I have tons of nuggets. I'll try to just limit it to one that I think is just so truly crucial.
Give us the best of the best.
Yeah. I think this one just kind of like encompasses everything. Just highly respect everyone in your organization, because it's the humane and healthy way to coexist, and it would just be far more difficult to do anything without them.
I love it. I love it. It's kind of like an extension of the golden rule, so to speak. Treat them as how you want to be treated.
Right. Or how they want to be treated.
How they want to be treated. Exactly. Exactly. You said it better. Now, what is, you know, because we have a range of different entrepreneurs and business owners and CEOs, whether someone that might start a nonprofit organization or someone that might be a CEO of a Fortune 500 company or someone that's starting an organization maybe in their parents' garage, we have different types of CEOs and we're looking to kind of definitely redefine that. So how would you define being CEO? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, when you first asked me to, if I would be interested to join this podcast, I haven't really seen myself as a CEO quite yet, because I think like a lot of people, I have that stereotype in my head that, you know, it's just some older white male running like a huge corporation and has to like respond to the board of directors and like has to like deal with like $1 billion negotiations or something like that. So I appreciate that you're reaching out to CEOs at every level. And so for me, when I started thinking about it more as a CEO, I was just really reflecting on my experience. And as a CEO, we set the foundation. We actually kind of become the foundation of our company, especially as an entrepreneur who built it from nothing. The company's successes and challenges are truly on our shoulders. We are constantly actively creating and maintaining a functioning system all at the same time. So therefore, I believe or value that it's important for us as a CEO to know how every aspect of the company functions. So every area that needs improvement and why, all of its strengths, just the entire ins and outs of the company is important for us as CEO to understand. And the only way to do this is to be completely invested. So not detached and just focused on the big picture, but knowledgeable and curious and mindful of our employees' well-being and functioning, the operational practices of the corporation, the management practices, and the big picture. And it's not a job for everyone. Not everyone cares about or notices the beautiful intricacies of a functioning organization. But for those who do, it's that fascination and respect for the system that makes them crazy enough to do the job, to take on endless late nights and all of the stress ever. Because at the end of the day, being a CEO means deeply understanding that you're not just making decisions for a company, you're making decisions for the people who work alongside you and for the people who trust and rely on your services.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, I love that definition. It definitely encompasses everything that, you know, all of your decisions make and everything that you do. So Dr. Alexis, I'm super grateful that you were able to take some time out of your schedule to kind of speak with us, tell us a little bit about your business and your background. What I wanted to do was just kind of give you the floor to see if there's anything additional you wanted to let us know, and then also kind of let us know how best to get a hold of you.
Yeah, so at Wit and Reason, obviously, I am and we are very passionate about the business world and wellness and health and how people are functioning and how they're doing. And we offer both wellness and executive coaching. So if people are out there looking to figure out ways to find more balance in their life or incorporate more ways that they can take care of themselves so that way they can help take care of others, then that's definitely something that we like to connect with people on as well. And we have multiple trainings, like not just in corporations, but also out in the community too. We like to do a lot of community outreach to make psychological information and practices accessible to everybody. So we have a few events coming up. So you could go ahead and check out our website to stay posted on everything that's going on.
Sounds good. And we'll make sure to have a link to your website in the show notes, just in case anybody wants to check it out. But again, Dr. Alexis, I'm truly appreciative of you taking your time out. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.